it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Tuesday Wolverine Live recruiting show. We haven't been on here in back-to-back weeks due to my vacation and then travel issues with American Airlines. But we're back, and it's a huge show. Michigan obviously landing a commitment from top 100 running back Jordan Marshall. A huge weekend in Ann Arbor. We're going to talk about it all. But before we do that, we have a note from our sponsor, Vitamin Energy. Vitamin Energy is a powerful, naturally caffeinated energy shot that nourishes your body with vitamins, supports healthy weight loss, and boosts energy for 7+ hours with no jitters or sugar crash. I recently tried Vitamin Energy during my travels, and despite issues with American Airlines and not sleeping and having problems at the airport, I was still energized. I was energized enough to get a flight credit and have to power through the long lines at the airport thanks to Vitamin Energy, because it is naturally caffeinated, gluten-free, zero sugars. There's something for everyone when it comes to Vitamin Energy. No crash. It supports gut health. It's energy with benefits. Please take a look at vitaminenergy.com to get familiar with Vitamin Energy's product. Again, go to vitaminenergy.com, where you can also use the promo code WolverineBogo. You buy one, you get one free with promo code WolverineBogo at vitaminenergy.com. All right, guys, it is time for your questions. Or actually, this isn't the question show. See? I can't answer questions. We might answer a few questions on this show. We'll make a special exception, especially when you super chat and you click the donate button. I'll be back with my Wednesday show tomorrow to answer everybody's questions. But tonight we have a more structured podcast, as always. I have my co-host Zach Libby here, who I haven't even asked how he's doing, and nobody really cares because we already have a super chat from Clayton Safe, who says, is Ohio State finished or done? Who is this Clayton Safety character? You must really hate the Buckeyes. Zach, I'll let you take that one since you haven't even spoken in 2.5 minutes.
Michigan fans can finally say that they pulled an Ohio kid that Ohio State was finally going after. So that argument that the Ohio State fans made last year cannot be made here. So this is a great day for Michigan fans.
I wouldn't say Ohio State is done, but as I wrote in my Commit Impact piece, the great Mike Hart went into enemy territory and punched Ryan Day right in the mouth. It's a huge win for Michigan. I think this opens the floodgates for Michigan to land more top-end talent out of Ohio. Jordan Marshall will obviously be a great peer recruiter. And, you know, when you have guys like Aaron Scott and Bryce West consistently visiting, two top 100 defensive backs from the state of Ohio, I mean, the chance is there. I think the tide is really turning. It's obviously turned on the field. Michigan proved that with another win against Ohio State, this time in Columbus. this past fall. And now with this recruiting win over Ohio State, a true head-to-head battle for not just a kid Ohio State wanted, an Ohio kid that Ohio State wanted. So to go into Cincinnati and pull Jordan Marshall, especially what was even more funny about this, is Marshall was scheduled to make an unofficial visit to Ohio State here soon. And he guaranteed the Buckeyes that they would get the last official visit. And he says, oh, never mind, Ohio State. I'm just going to spurn you and commit to Michigan after my visit to Ann Arbor this weekend. So what just a tremendous land all the way around. So let's go ahead and talk about Jordan Marshall. Obviously, everybody is extremely excited about the Jordan Marshall land. Zach, you went down to Cincinnati as soon as you joined the Wolverine.com to see Jordan Marshall play live. So you know Marshall better than most people. Tell us a little bit about your live evaluation from the fall and what you think Michigan is getting in Marshall.
Yeah, you guys actually sent me down there twice. But in November, he had his playoff game against Lakota West. Now, if you know anything about Ohio football, Lakota West has, I think they signed 7 recruits from their senior class last year that went to the Power 5 level. So in that first half that Marshall played, because he only played that first half, he rushed for 161 yards, 2 touchdowns on 15 carries. This is a 5'11", 195-pound running back, north, south, all around. You can split him out wide. Loves contact, runs in between the tackles, very solid build, doesn't have unnecessary weight on him, doesn't have elite speed, but can get out in the open and make plays in the sidelines and cut it upfield. One of the captains, obviously, true leader, really has the whereabouts to show his pride for his school, show his pride for his teammates accomplishing everything that he has as well. Very humble kid. Off the field, I think this is somebody who Michigan fans would love as, you know, to consider a Michigan man. He wants to go to pre-law or start a business, like a nonprofit business to help out with children. His communication with Mike Hart, as you said, happens every day. His game, personally, I think he's taken a fine look at how Blake Corum has found success in Michigan. If you've seen him live, you can see the similarities in terms of how they're built and how they run the ball. You know, Mike Hart has even given Jordan tips and tricks, you know, along the way of how Hart himself found success and then his current running back group with Donovan and Blake. I think, you know, for a team that runs the ball as much as Michigan does, commits himself to that, Marshall wants the ball in his hands, and I know he's going to, and he knows he's going to get that. So, surprise commitments are always fun, but for a guy like Marshall to do it, I think this is just a great thing for everyone in the Michigan program.
Definitely, definitely. So we have some super chats coming in, so I'll get back with my thoughts on Marshall, and we'll make sure to give credit to the GOAT, Mike Hart, obviously. But before we do that, we have a super chat from William Cawthorn. Can we finally move on from Jaden Davis? So we will be talking Jaden Davis for sure, coming up on the next segment. Briefly, I'm just going to give my brief thoughts. Zach, you can give your brief thoughts before we talk more about Jaden Davis later in this show. Look, things went really, really well on this visit. I came out, over the weekend and wrote multiple stories saying I still feel confident in my prediction for Jaden Davis. I have no reason to change it at this time. The staff has not expanded the quarterback board. So I think if we're here this time next month, then you don't ever move on from Jaden Davis. You recruit other quarterbacks, you expand the board. But I think Michigan is hopeful that it can get done sooner than this time next month. Zach, anything to add on that?
I mean, I've said long before that if Jaden sent it to the spring that I wouldn't be worried. And I didn't think fans should be worried either. If he wanted to take his time, he has his right to do that. And I think he did. And I think he found it on his last weekend visit. So I know that we're both confident in him committing to Michigan now that he saw his time with Kirk Campbell last weekend and being with other top recruits, as well as Marshall. So I think that really sealed the deal for Michigan's chances.
We have another super chat from Darren Harvey. Really appreciate Darren. Now, I don't think his question showed up in the original comment, but he did submit a $4.99 super chat. And his question right after that is Jaden Davis and Bryce Underwood realistic? I'll let you go first on that one, Zach.
I mean, I think we know that Underwood has the highest ceiling among any quarterbacks in the 25 class, if not the entire high school classes currently. I think if you're a top quarterback, you understand that there's going to be competition every year. And if you want to be the best quarterback, you figure out, you know, there's going to be guys behind you trying to take your spot. So, you know, if Jane commits, I don't think that has any impact with the 25 class. Underwood, Ryan Montgomery, Carter Bully, Stone Saunders, any of these guys. I think they all understand the situation regarding Jane Davis. I think it just gives them another inkling or, you know, motivation to prove that they deserve a starting job once they get to Michigan. So realistic, yes, if that happens, we shall see.
Definitely. So here's the thing with Davis, you know, if it was the other way around, then maybe, as Davis has really appreciated being the lone quarterback courted, Bryce Underwood, I wanted to say something, but then I would have cussed. Bryce Underwood does not care. I don't think Bryce Underwood gives any, whatever you want to say, about who Michigan takes at quarterback this cycle, whether it's Jaden Davis or anybody else. Bryce Underwood is that guy. Like, you know, all the kids these days say he's him. Bryce Underwood is him, man. This is a kid that won a state title at Belleville as a 14-year-old. He's consistently been in the spotlight. He is an elite player. He has supreme confidence. I think Bryce Underwood is the guy. If Michigan lands Jaden Davis, and as you see, his profile is pulled up here. So I was talking about Bryce Underwood, but the profile here is Jaden Davis. 90% chance that Michigan lands Jaden Davis. So again, if Michigan is able to get Jaden Davis, I don't think it'll have any effect on how Bryce Underwood views Michigan, because Bryce Underwood is going to whatever school he's going to with the intentions of starting as a true freshman and taking a man's job. So I love Bryce Underwood. I think he is the number one quarterback in the country in 2025, and he is ranked as such. So is it realistic? Yes, because Davis will commit before Bryce. And like I said, maybe if it was the other way around, I'd be less optimistic, but I don't think Davis is going to have any impact on Bryce. I really don't. Let's go back to Jordan Marshall really quick, because only Libby was able to share his thoughts. Looking at Jordan Marshall, man, I agree with Libby. He doesn't have supreme speed. He's not a burner, but that doesn't really matter. He has enough juice to break long runs. He's a great between the tackles runner. Michigan hasn't landed a high level every down back in a couple of cycles, and Jordan Marshall is that. He can be your bell cow. He's extremely physical. He loves running through people. I also wrote this in my committed impact story. When Sharon Moore says smash, Jordan Marshall is the embodiment of that as a running back. He smashes people. He, again, is just such a physical back and just fits what Michigan wants to do offensively. We've had our debates of Jordan Marshall versus Taylor Tatum, but I've always said, you know, even though I prefer Taylor Tatum a bit, I've always said that I feel like Jordan Marshall is a legitimate top 100 back, that Michigan fans should be happy with either. And maybe both. We'll talk about Taylor Tatum here in a second. But I love what Marshall brings to the table. I think this is such a fantastic win for Mike Hart as well. Nobody is happier than me about Mike Hart's recruiting win here. I mean, everybody's happy about the Jordan Marshall commitment, but I am especially happy that Mike Hart got this win on the recruiting trail. This is not just the best win, recruiting win in the Mike Hart coaching era at Michigan. This is the best recruiting win at Michigan in more than a year overall. And arguably the best recruiting win in the time I've been here. To, you know, I obviously you can talk about Donovan Edwards or, you know, JJ McCarthy or Blake or, you know, who else has Will Johnson. But there were some ties there. Will was a legacy. You know, I felt like, you know, the JJ Blake recruitments played out the way they played out. Donovan's played out the way it was kind of expected. Jordan Marshall was a true head-to-head win over Ohio State. You know, like I said earlier, they went into enemy territory and pulled a top 100 kid that Ohio State really wanted, that Ohio State had gotten them to guarantee the final official visit, and Hart went out there and won it. And something's just really changed with Mike Hart. It's like he kind of let his guard down. He's really personally connecting with kids now. I mean, everybody just talks so highly of Mike Hart coming out of visits, out of phone calls, out of school visits. You know, there's just a new energy around Mike Hart, which is great to see. I never had a personal issue with Mike Hart. I wanted to see Mike Hart land top level guys because Michigan is a destination school for running backs, because Mike Hart is a legend. And you're finally starting to see that. I mean, this winter, when he went down to Texas and visited like 20 schools or whatever he did, I mean, that hadn't been seen from Mike Hart. So the effort he's put in into recruiting top level running backs, that's gone up by, you know, tenfold. He is putting in so much effort on the recruiting trail, and he obviously has a lot to sell. Like I said, Michigan should be a destination school for top backs. I mean, the offensive system, the offensive line, Blake, Donovan, easy sells, Mike Hart, a legend himself that's played in the NFL, knows what it takes to get there. There's just so much for Mike Hart to sell right now, and he's taking advantage of it. And I wrote this as well. As much as I critiqued Mike Hart, I feel like Mike Hart has the potential to be one of the best recruiters in the entire country. I mean, his resume as a talent developer, his resume as a player, what Michigan does with its backs, it's all there. Mike Hart just needs to want to do it, and I think he wants to do it now, and you're seeing that change on the recruiting trail. So I'm extremely happy for Mike Hart, and he can land two elite backs this cycle. So let's quickly touch on Taylor Tatum. I think the question that popped up in a lot of people's minds probably was, if Michigan lands Jordan Marshall, are they out of it with Taylor Tatum? So I texted Taylor, who obviously I have a really good relationship with, and I will just read you our text. I don't think Taylor will mind. I said, "Hey, man, not sure if you saw, but Michigan just landed another running back, Jordan Marshall. Are they still going to be in the running for you?" He says, "Yes, nothing but a little comp," with a laughing emoji. And so Tatum is still in the process of scheduling his summer official visit. He has guaranteed Michigan that they will get one. The other school he's guaranteed a summer OV with is USC. Look, Taylor Tatum, again, much like I talked about Bryce Underwood earlier, he is a guy that has so much confidence in himself and his abilities. I don't think he really cares. I really don't. I think Taylor was being honest with his little laughing emoji and saying it's nothing but competition. But on top of that, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, Michigan can point to having 1-2 punches. You have Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. You have Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins. So recent 1-2 punches under Mike Hart that he can easily sell to both. Less wear and tear on the body. Blake Corum still going to be a high draft pick next year. I think, you know, everything's still aligned for Michigan to make a real run at Taylor Tatum. And I think his attitude is tremendous. He's still everything that I've said Taylor Tatum is. He's explosive. He's a great between the tackles runner. He's ultra productive at one of the best high schools in the state of Texas. So I think Mike Hart is still full go on Taylor Tatum. Yeah, he's got his guy in Jordan Marshall, but Taylor Tatum still his guy as well. And, you know, why not have both? It's like that little avocado gift that you put out with the little girl saying, "¿Por qué no los dos?" Well, yeah, let's go ahead and get both.
We got to figure out the player perspective too, because, you know, Luke Hamilton and Ted Hammond, two 2024 commits, were instrumental in helping Mike Hart and this coaching staff land Marshall. And Michigan's going after two offensive linemen and Blake Frazier and Max Anderson, who are also Texas natives. So, and I know Michigan has a good lead on both of them. So, and we have predictions for Frazier. So if both of them commit, you know, that's just two more extra mouthpieces that are close to Tatum to convince him that, you know, run behind the Joe Moore starters. It's a simple pitch. And I think, you know, for this class in general, I think this, the players have, need a lot of credit as well.
Definitely. And definitely. So we've talked a lot about Jordan Marshall, what that commitment means. We still have a ton of coverage on the Jordan Marshall commitment over at thewolverine.com. And we'll have even more once we get off the show and get settled down. Before we move on to our next topic, which will be the Jaden Davis saga, I want to remind you guys that we have another great sponsor, Lewis Jewelers, your go-to place for jewelry. I want to take a moment and shout out Lewis Jewelers on our Tuesday night recruiting show, longtime partner of the Wolverine. Lewis Jewelers can help you find the best jewelry around. It's stress-free and easy working with their non-commissioned expert trusted advisors, so they can help you find that perfect diamond. Stop by today and fix any, you know, issues you're having trying to find an engagement ring or just a jewelry in general. It's your diamond store and so much more. You see, they have excellent watches as well to help you keep, you know, track of things, lets you know if it's spring or not. Visit the new location at 300 South Maple Road in Ann Arbor or online at lewisjewelers.com. That's lewisjewelers.com, where Ann Arbor gets engaged. Look at those Michigan pieces. Need to get one of those for myself. But let's go ahead and dive into the Jaden Davis saga. I guess before we do as well, just want to remind you guys, if you want a question answered on today's show, you have to click the donate button, hit that super chat. That money goes directly to our travel budget. I will be back tomorrow to answer all your questions on the Wednesday night show. Going into that Jaden Davis saga, I mean, obviously no commitment coming out of the weekend, but like we mentioned earlier in the show, we still feel really good. Zach, you have been more of the voice of reason when it comes to the Jaden Davis saga. Tell us how you're feeling coming out of the weekend.
I mean, I expect him to fully commit at some points. I as I mentioned before, if he took it into spring, it shouldn't be a problem. And spring was, what, 5 p.m. yesterday? So my prediction's right. But, I mean, I know we both put predictions in back in, like, the summer. And I think we had a little bit more objectivity when it came to his timeline a little bit compared to, you know, fans. But the fact that if he does commit next week, maybe later this week, I think, you know, you have 9 more months of having a quarterback as a face of your class. So I think it just goes to show that Kirk Campbell is quickly proven himself as a recruiter in these past 2 months and been able to really connect with Jaden and his family, which was the ultimate goal for the visit. So all in all, credit needs to go to Kirk Campbell, Jim Harbaugh, and really just Michigan selling the focal point of him being in this class.
Definitely. So before I give my thoughts on the Jaden Davis recruitment, we have another super chat from Clayton Safey. Man, this guy just loves to give out his cash. We love you, Clayton Safey. And he says, weren't people concerned about Donovan Edwards' speed? How does he compare to Jordan Marshall? That's interesting. Zach, how would you compare both?
I mean, Donovan has second gear speed. I think Jordan will have a bigger frame than Donovan when he gets to his junior year. I wasn't in recruiting world when Donovan was at West Bloomfield, but in terms of the potential impact, I mean, clearly what Donovan is doing is going to be replicated by Jordan Marshall just based on what he's doing right now in high school.
I think Zach kind of hit it there. I think they are a little comparable, but at the same time, when you look at Don, I think he offers a little more versatility, especially when you look at him as a pass catcher. Even at West Bloomfield, he was a guy that split out wide, played a lot of wide receiver. He does have that burst, I guess, that maybe Marshall lacks a little bit. But like Libby said, Marshall has a little bit of a bigger frame, can probably run a little better eventually between the tackles. I think Marshall's a little you know, bigger in the upper half maybe than Donovan was as a high school junior. But yeah, I mean, obviously Donovan was an elite back, Jordan's an elite back, and I think Michigan's just elated to have Jordan in the fold. Let me make sure we didn't have any more super chats. Oh, we do have a lot of other super chats. I'm not sure why they were not populating, guys. So sorry about that. And there's Clayton clarifying his question. No, yeah, I don't think Donovan's speed was considered elite coming out of high school. There were definitely a few questions there. So let's go ahead and go down to Nick. He has a $9.99 super chat. Yeah, we did have a super chat blitz. I apologize, guys. I'm really not sure why it wasn't showing up. $9.99 from Nick. He says, oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited. Michigan legitimately beat out Ohio State for an Ohio kid. I'm still kind of shocked because you just don't see this happen. Does Michigan have a shot with Underwood? So yeah, like we talked about earlier, I don't believe that Bryce is really going to care if Jaden Davis commits. I feel like Bryce is his own guy. He has such, you know, confidence about him. And I do think Michigan has a legit shot with Bryce. He's connecting better with Kirk Campbell as opposed to Matt Weiss. He made another visit. I mean, he's made multiple visits now this offseason, may even come back for the spring game as well. You no longer have, you know, an anti-Michigan presence in Jermaine Crowell as the head coach at Belleville. You have DeJuan Rogers, who was taking a nice picture with Jim Harbaugh yesterday. So I think having better relationships with the Belleville coaching staff will definitely help. But yeah, like I said, I think Bryce is a competitor. I think Bryce is really a dog, and he's going to, you know, make a decision based on himself and not, you know, any guy in front of him. Zach, anything to add on whether Michigan has a true shot here with Bryce Underwood heading into the 2025 cycle next year?
I mean, if you subscribe to the Wolverine, you saw that we did our exclusive interview with Bryce on Wednesday after his first visit, and he believes that his relationship with Kirk Campbell is going to get stronger. You know, I mean, they talked, him and Matt Weiss talked here and there, but I think the overall personality and the centrism and I guess the outgoing attitude of Kirk and the respect level that he's earned in the building has resonated with Underwood and his father. I think he's still going to be the toughest one to pull just because his recruitment continues to go national with the SEC and the Pac-12 and the ACC offering. But I think with Kirk Campbell in the staff, I think Michigan's chances have exponentially risen, you know, compared to how we felt maybe back in December or maybe in January where we were unsure. But now I think there's more confidence that Underwood will continue returning and continue showing his interest in the hometown school.
Definitely. We have a huge super chat from Shane Johnson, $19.99. He even gets this nice orange color that nobody else gets because Shane Johnson is a great giver of money to our travel budget, which again allows us to see recruits across the country. And Shane Johnson says, cheers for you two goats and all your reporting. Wowzer, LFG, JM, LFG Hart, when does Big Ben commit? The Ohio offense trifecta, top two offensive tackles, top running back, and any feedback from Scott since the visit seems we have a better chance of him over Bryce West. So Shane Johnson in his first question is asking about Ben Roebuck, a massive offensive tackle out of Lakewood St. Edward, also in Ohio. You know, I think a decision could come soon from Roebuck. He's been a heavy Michigan lean. He's visited, correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, three times now this offseason. Is it four times? He's been there quite a bit, including back to back this month. So I think the visit went really well with Ben Roebuck. I'm confident in my prediction. And the second recruit he's talking about is Aaron Scott. And yes, I feel like Michigan has a legitimate chance. I think the visit went really well. That's two visits for Michigan this offseason. I'd be surprised if they don't get an official visit. Libby, you are our boots on the ground guy in the state of Ohio. It's basically your second home. You've been there like 10 times in the last 3 months. Tell us a little bit about Ben Roebuck and Aaron Scott and where you think things stand with both.
Yeah, well, I just tweeted out, Aaron Scott just posted a story on his Instagram. So if you guys have Instagram, be sure to see what Aaron Scott just posted. But yeah, Ben Roebuck, he has visited 6 times in total, 4 since the Fiesta Bowl practice in mid-December. So he went twice this month, and then he went for the junior day, and then he went in December. He lives about 20 minutes, 30 minutes from Luke Hamilton. Through their process, they had really similar offer sheets and were like catching each other on unofficial visits to schools, including Michigan. And the relationship really took off. It only heightened once Hamilton committed after the Ohio State win. I mean, in terms of player recruiters, I think we've talked about Luke Hamilton being the most active and most vocal, you know, along with Jacob Oden in that 2024 class. And Hamilton has made its goal to make sure all Ohio prospects commit to Michigan, and Roebuck is one of them. You know, Roebuck, you know, I think it's the common interest with offensive linemen right now with Michigan, you know, the back to back Joe Moore awards, the wanting to get to know players on a personal level from Sherrone Moore. Moore's, like, you know, upbeat, candid attitude in practice really stands out. The closeness to home, obviously. I think, you know, he's 6'7", 315 pounds. He would be the perfect anchor for the offensive line. He's the typical blue-collar suburban Cleveland, you know, the lunch pail kind of kid, you know what I mean? But I think – I know we both have predictions. We both have predictions on him, and we both made them in January. So, you know, back-to-back visits in March for spring practices, you know, just shows that I think we both feel Michigan is in good position for him.
Definitely. So let's go ahead and get to our next super chat. Comes from Shab Fam, and he says, "Sorry, I'm late. Is Marshall going to start a domino effect? I mean, he very well could. Michigan already has that Ohio movement going. He's one of 3 Ohio kids committed. Remember, Michigan also has Luke Hamilton, 4-star offensive lineman, and Ted Hammond, 3-star defensive lineman. So already 3 Ohio kids. So in general, yes, Marshall can start the movement outside of Ohio as well. I think it definitely opens the eyes of guys like Brady Prescorn, who he was with on campus, or Jaden Davis, who he was with on campus, Blake Frazier, who he was with on campus. In fact, I talked to Blake Frazier moments before this show began, and Blake admitted that he thought Jordan Marshall was going to Ohio State despite the picture, and was thrilled that he ended up siding with Michigan. And he says it does help to potentially have an elite back to block for if Blake himself ends up at Michigan. And then in terms of Ohio, obviously it can help with guys like Aaron Scott and Bryce West as well. Anything else to add on Marshall potentially creating a domino effect, Zach?
I mean, you've already mentioned some guys. I think Ohio kids are closer to each other than people think, despite the differences. You know, Cleveland's not close to Cincinnati or close to Youngstown, but the fact that Michigan is bringing all these guys in together, I think they've been able to communicate often and through social media, through texts, and, you know, having Ted Hammond and Luke Hamilton, you know, send out feelers and pitches along the way. I think that's helped a ton. But yeah, I think the opportunity for all of them to stay close and to play together is something that they've talked about. I think all of them have talked about. So, you know, Michigan is that destination right now.
Definitely. And even one Ohio kid we didn't mention, Brian Robinson, too, has made multiple visits this year. So a lot of Ohio targets still on the board. We have AJQ with a monster 1999 super chat. Take that, Shane Johnson. He gets in the exclusive Orange Club as well and says, does the Jordan Marshall commitment discourage Taylor Tatum from committing to the 24 class? And does Bryce Underwood's interest and potential commitment put us under less pressure if Jaden Davis commits elsewhere? So tackling the first question, like I said, Taylor Tatum messaged me, told me Michigan is still in the running, said nothing but a little competition. So I think things are still fine with Tatum. He's still going to make an official visit to Michigan this summer. So he is not discouraged by the Jordan Marshall decision. I know Taylor Tatum loves what Michigan can offer both on and off the field. And even more importantly, he's also a high level baseball kid and he loves the Michigan baseball program. So I think that in itself is always going to keep Michigan in the running for Taylor Tatum. I think that's something that people just kind of forget is, you know, the baseball program was on him before the football program. So he's going to have love for Michigan. In terms of a potential Bryce Underwood commitment, putting less pressure on Michigan if Jaden Davis commits elsewhere. Look, right now, I don't think Jaden Davis is committing elsewhere. I also don't think that Bryce Underwood is close to making a decision. You know, I think Jaden Davis will, despite all the timeline delays, will decide before Bryce Underwood. Keep in mind that Bryce is a 2025, so he still has plenty of time to go through the process. And he's a young 2025. Like, I think when I talked to Bryce last year, he told me his birthday was right at the cutoff to be a 2026. So he is really, really young, which speaks even more volumes of his insane talent level at this time. So I don't think there will be a Bryce before a Davis commitment. But if Underwood does say, I'm committing to Michigan, he pulls a Jordan Marshall, I guess, then yeah, I mean, it's at that point, I'm not sure that I'd be even concerned about how the Jaden Davis saga plays out. Anything you want to add to that, Zach?
No, I mean, I think all the 25 quarterbacks have said they're not really planning to drop it early. I mean, you got to find your spot, but I mean, there's so much time left that I think they're going to continue cutting it down and, you know, see how, what happens in the fall and what transpires. I mean, keep in mind, you know, Michigan is going after has three more quarterbacks visiting this month and leading up to the spring game. So I think whoever, you know, it's probably going to be a trickle effect. Whoever shows the most interest or Michigan narrows in on is going to end up being that guy. So if it's Underwood, it's Underwood. If it's someone else, it's someone else.
Yeah. And just to add to that, I mean, Cutter Bowley, like you said, he's one of the guys coming in. He's another high level 25 Michigan is in on. You can't forget about Ryan Montgomery, another high-level 25 quarterback Michigan is in on. Campbell's evaluating several other 2025 signal callers as well. Stone Saunders is coming in this weekend. Keldon Ryan, who doesn't have an offer but is firmly on the radar, was just on campus this past weekend. So a lot of 25 quarterbacks out there. So, you know, kudos to Kirk Campbell for already surpassing Matt Weiss as a recruiter. Let's go ahead and go down to Seth Floyd. And he says, 199 super chat. He says, so is Marshall still visiting Ohio State? Now that he's committed to Michigan, I am not expecting him to visit Ohio State. All right, we can just move on. Sean McGinnis with a 199 super chat. His didn't populate, but he did come back later with his question. He says, if we get Taylor Tatum and Jordan Marshall, what does that mean for Cole Cabana? Well, Cole Cabana is already on the roster. He's an in-state kid. I don't think it has any impact on whether he wants to stay with the program or not. But, you know, the thing with Cabana is he's such a versatile weapon. He's a guy you can line up in the slot. He's a guy you can split out wide. He's a guy that can return kicks and punts. Maybe he plays a little bit more of an A.J. Henning role, and you still get him some carries in the backfield as well. So I don't think it means much for Cabana. I think Cabana with his 10-5 speed and versatility is always going to have a place in the offense.
Yeah. I mean, he has elite speed. I mean, 4.28 40 yard dash, 10.5 100 millimeter. There's going to be a role for Cabana. And I think his loyalty to Hart, is not going to waver the fact that, you know, they just landed a top 100 running back and then probably another. So I think Cabana's in here long term, and I don't think that'll change.
So we have another $2 super chat from William Cawthorn, and he says, where does the 2024 class rank now? Zach is in charge of doing the ranking story every time somebody commits. So I'll let you handle that one.
They're number 8 right now. Five four stars on the consensus rankings, and then 3 3 stars. Number 2 in the Big Ten behind Ohio State. But yeah, they're finally in the top 10. They were at number 11, but Marshall has pushed them up 3 spots.
So Sherry Kessler sharing the information here. Like I said, I thought Bryce Underwood's birthday was right at the cutoff line. He is an August birthday, just confirming that. So he, I mean, again, it's crazy. He could have been in the 2026 class. Like, it's insane, the talent level at this age for that kid. I think we've ran through all the super chats, so we've also ran over time. So I'm briefly going to give my thoughts on Jaden Davis. And Zach has to get somewhere. And so do I. So really brief with Jaden Davis. Look, no reason to change my prediction. Michigan hasn't expanded the board. If we're still here in a couple of weeks, that's still okay. If we're still here in a month, then I think the board will probably get expanded, because at that point, something probably will have happened to change things. April 15th is a key date to keep an eye on, not for a potential Jaden Davis decision, but because that is the start of the spring evaluation period. That means that Kirk Campbell can go out and watch quarterbacks and potentially have more contact with other quarterbacks and potentially expand the board. So I think the window between now, March 21st and April 15th, is fine. You know, if there's no Jaden Davis decision tomorrow or the next day, it's okay. But once we get to April 15th and we get into the eval period, then I think it's fair game. Let's go ahead and close things out tonight with our, what was supposed to be our last segment, I guess. Zach, what was your biggest takeaway from the big recruiting weekend? If you can only give one takeaway, what was your biggest takeaway?
That photo that Blake Frazier posted. I mean, like, look, Blake Frazier, Jaden Davis, Jordan Marshall, Brady Priestcorn, all in one photo with all their assistant coaches in the background with Albert Karshny as well. I think that's just, that's the photo of the year of all four of them commits. Like, that's going to go down in Michigan folklore history. So if anything happened with that visit, I think with that weekend, it's going to be that photo that everyone will remember.
My biggest takeaway from the weekend, and maybe it's not my biggest takeaway, but the takeaway I want to highlight is Michigan did have the number one overall recruit in the country on campus, Dylan Stewart. 5-star edge out of Washington, D.C. Well, but EJ, what about NIL? Well, that's the little voices in the comment box. What about NIL? Well, now look, they have an actual shot here with Dylan Stewart. Dylan loved his visit, man. He never really talks a ton. He's an extremely quiet kid for being the number one guy in the country. And he gave me a lot of great quotes last night. If you missed the interview with Dylan Stewart, you can find it over at thewolverine.com, $29.99 till August 31st of this year. But he gave a lot of great quotes about Michigan. He's really connected well with Jim Harbaugh, Dylan Ronnie, Mike Elston. He loves the edge production, the recent edge success. And more importantly, he loves how Michigan utilizes its pass rushers, that he sees himself as a fit after taking in practice. Michigan right in that top group, along with schools like Ohio State, Miami, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, and maybe a few more. But Michigan is a legit contender for Dylan Stewart. Don't be surprised if he comes back to Ann Arbor for an official visit. Dylan Stewart's a guy that you should be talking a lot about. All right, guys, appreciate you all for joining me and Zach Libby tonight for our extended podcast following some huge Michigan recruiting news. Like I said earlier, subscribe to thewolverine.com today for just $29.99 until August 31st of this year. Like this video and also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is completely free. Have a good night and go blue.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.